Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Boy, I love our listeners and the folks that come out. My man, I ain't going to put his first name out there. I don't know if he's supposed to be up here. But my man won our first giveaway. And my man said, Tyler, he said, nah, I'm good. I want the other one. You can put my name back in. I said, partner, we... hey, man.
Knows what he wants.
He said, I said, hold on, man. We can't throw your name back in there. He confident that name going to pull up again. I thought he's going to sort of just lie. I said, nah, that ain't me. But go ahead and put that back in the box. He said, yeah, that's me, but you can go ahead and put that back in the box. No, man, can't do that, Doug. But take this. That was that dude a couple weeks ago who won the Tom Ball Ford oil change right before the Texans tickets. Boy, he was hot. he was hot. But I've
not won enough to be choosy, I don't believe.
Well, I mean,
I could want more. I ain't won enough to be choosy.
My man said, here, man, I'm good. I want the cooler. He said, take my chance on the cooler. All right, but come on out. We still have that cooler. And I'm telling you, it's so wanted. People are putting their name back in the box and said, I'm good. But, no, you got a chance to win that in the 5 o'clock hour. Put your name in our raffle box here as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, 3939 Washington Avenue here in the city. Come on out and hang out. All right, Clint Tyler. Maybe you've had a little time to decompress and take a deep breath on the Astros season. Yes. The person I'm talking about, the athlete I'm talking about, is not Framber Valdez. I had several people come to me and say, yeah, I know you ain't talking about Framber. No, I'm not talking about Framber. But, Clint, I'm seeing a lot of people, and I've watched a lot of people talk about, all right, the Astros offseason. This is what they should do. Trade for this. Trade for another starting pitcher. Bring in this player. Release this player. And almost every one of them, Clint, I'm seeing, try to trade Christian Walker to bring something back. I'm seeing that in a lot. Trade Christian Walker. Reggie is nodding his head. Are we being a little too aggressive with Christian Walker? I mean, listen, I understand he could be a little bit disappointing, and I know people talk about, oh, the old numbers, forget, you know, baseball numbers. I mean, this dude's, yes, 35 years old, but, I mean, he led your team in home runs and RBIs. And I would say the season was disappointing, but damn, like, are the Astros really, and Astros fans really in a space where you're like, nah, man, to hell with that. 27 home runs, 88 RBIs. Now it wouldn't look as bad, Clint, if Yordan was there, and Paredes didn't get hurt, and half the team didn't get hurt. But damn, I just feel like we've been a little aggressive with Christian Walker.
Yeah, I'm kind of middle of the road there. Like, I'm okay with people having the conversation. It doesn't irk me or anything. But I would have to do a little digging, and I did a little digging, and I think it's plumb ass silly. I mean, the 3-year, $60 million deal, you're paying the guy $20 million a year. He is a great defensive first baseman. He stays healthy, takes care of himself, plays a lot of baseball. And when you look at I'll use the two numbers that you just used. When you look at RBIs around baseball, and these are guys that played a similar number of games, He was in the same neck of the woods within a couple of RBIs of Bobby Witt Jr. and Freddie Freeman. Right, two pretty well thought of, one older player, one super young player. When you look at home runs, he's in and around the same area as Manny Machado, Cody Bellinger. Sorry, punk him up.
Bellinger, yeah.
Christian Yelich and Bryce Harper. And now Bryce didn't play all. He played 130 something games. He didn't play 150. But I mean, he's in the same range. That 27 to 30 home run range is pretty rich. It's not the 45 you would like him to hit, I guess. I mean, I guess folks want him to hit 40 plus. But from a production standpoint, you're getting every bit of $20 million on the defensive end of it. And offensively, when you look at the numbers, it's not too far fetched to think that's a decent deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. Now, he struck out more than anybody on the team. So, I mean,
he has his warts. And I'm not saying – because I understand people want to just – all right, we got Correa and we have, you know, Altuve, and we want to, you know, just move Paredes over to first base. I understand the thought of that. But, I mean this guy's durable. And this – you could say it – and I think this is the thing that maybe scares you with Abreu – You could say, all right, this is him slowing down. And I think that's a fear that some people
sure.
have, like you know, this is him and he's going to go into the tank. I mean, I don't know that it's fair to judge him off of what, you know, Abreu did. But
yeah.
I mean, 27 home runs and 88 RBIs, you know, for guys that were in and out of the lineup. Hell, he had dropped in the seventh hole at times.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well,
it's not just a slam dunk to me to like, all right, move on from his ass.
Yeah. Well, I don't think to me at this point, I don't even think you entertain it. Like, I mean, I guess you need starting pitching worse than anything. So if somebody's just hard up for Christian Walker and it's part of the deal, that's fine. But like, I just don't know that having that staple at first base on the defensive side of it and a bat in the lineup that can produce the numbers that we just put up there, which, again, that's in the company of some pretty damn good players that are highly, highly respected. The other part of this thing, Ron, is I do wonder, and this is not – I mean, I'm just curious. I don't know. I do wonder, though, what do his numbers look like if he has got some level of protection in the lineup, if he has the luxury – that's like I mean, a lot, and you can say that about a lot of the Astros because there's no Yordan Alvarez in the lineup, right? I mean, the only one that played with any level of consistency, right? I mean, that was here all year long is Jose Altuve.
And him.
Once again, right? And I mean, like just from a their position in the lineup and kind of did anybody in this lineup, maybe with the exception of Pena getting the support from Altuve to move to the top, did anybody really get the support or the luxury of hitting in the Astros lineup? Right? I mean, so I wonder, you know, what it looks like with Yordan's bat in that lineup the whole time and with guys that are the Correas,
I just think a lot of this has to do with Jose Abreu. I think a lot of this has
with the PTSD.
And the thought that he is going to fall off the map.
Yeah.
And listen, it's fair. He's 35, and there were some dips in his game, but listen, I understand how frustrating he was, but if they move on from him, you know, that's fine, and they make something there, and they want to go with Paredes, but for me, it's not just a slam dunk of like, that guy's got to sit down, man. He's got to go, man.
To your point, if you can move him and bring in a bigger need, a pitcher, or move him because
sure.
you've got a Paredes issue here at first base, then we can have that conversation, but the hate that is targeted at Christian Walker is wild to me. And before, it's a bit strong.
Yeah.
Well, before I didn't really give a damn, right? I mean, I was like, okay, whatever. I don't have any skin in the game for Christian Walker. He's been here 1 year. But the more I look at it, I'm like, wait a minute. Now that's – I mean, these guys around him statistically in the RBI and the home run category, I'd love to have them on our team. I'd love to have them at the plate. So what the hell am I missing with Christian Walker? Strikeouts are a bit of a problem, but we'll see.
If the entire roster was whole, I'm sorry, if you're telling me, all right, man, this is what you're going to get out of first base, slash line, 238, 297, not great on-base percentage, 421 slug, 27 homers, 84 RBIs, 25 doubles. With Yordan and Correa, and I probably pressed the button.
Yeah. Yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
I probably pressed the button. All right, I see some other people have different thoughts on that, and sure, you're fair to yours. That's just me. All right, coming up, let's hear from Nick Caley. This is a big week for him. All right, this is one of the worst defenses in all of the NFL that is also injured and are going to be without some of their top guys. We'll hear from him and what he had to say today going into the matchup against the Ravens. That's next.